Please stand. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing to be upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and harmony, unity and justice may be established amongst us all. Amen.
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 Thank you. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members here of the public tonight to this council meeting who have come along to observe the proceedings. I also recognise and welcome any previous mayors and councillors that may be in the gallery this evening. Manningham City Council also would like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are conducted by a meeting procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and a seconder of the motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and these can be about any issue, including items on today's agenda. Item two, apologies and requests for leave of absence.
Madam Mayor, there are no apologies for this meeting.
Item number three, prior notification of conflict of interest.
Madam Mayor, there are no notifications of any conflict of interest.
Item number four, confirmation of minutes. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, I move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 26th of April 2017 and the confidential meeting of the Council held on the 26th of April 2017 be confirmed.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally? Councillor Zephyropoulos? No. Councillor Galbally? All in favour? Carried. Item number five, verbal questions from the public.
There is a verbal question from the public. Charlotte Eichler.
If you can please stand just at the mic, Charlotte.
Seen and done. And boy, was it amazing. Well, St. John's.
years, and I can only imagine the things that have happened here. I've been passing around a petition at my school, trying to show people I'm serious about saving the church, and lots of my friends have asked me why I'm interested in history, why I care about saving the old church, and I say, once something is gone, you can't get it back. Our history is our memories, and it's worth looking after. It shouldn't be thrown away. There are lots of older people living in our area, and sometimes I wonder what they think when they see that the council doesn't care about history, that they just want to focus on new things and not protect the old things. They think that it applies to the older people in Manningham as well. My mum told me that there's a chance that St. John's could be saved and moved to Shram's Cottage, which would be amazing. I went on an excursion to Shram's Cottage in Year 3, and it's where I found out that I really like history. Afterwards, I begged my parents for weeks until they took the family there. And I think that moving the church to Shram's Cottage would be a great way for people to visit the building and make use of it again. And you wonder if I could even get married again. Councillors, I'm grateful for the chance to share my views with you today, and I hope you are able to answer my question. Why is our local history and saving St. John's Church not important to the council? Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte. So being mindful that this is in the agenda, so I'm just going to refer it to the CEO. Out of respect, we allowed her to speak. Well, as in, we're speaking about it later.
There's a petition related to the item, so technically it's on the agenda.
Yes, so but we've allowed... But we've allowed her to take the opportunity to share her views out of respect to the young lady. So, and we'll take that on notice and formally write to you. Thank you. So, item number 6, presentations.
Madam Mayor, there are no presentations.
Item number 7, petition. Historical Church, 283 Springvale Road, Donvale, Mullum Mullum Ward. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the supplementary petition with 318 signatures requesting Council to save the historical church and hall at 238 Springvale Road, Donvale, be received and referred to the appropriate officer.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chen. Councillor Haynes?
Nothing to add.
Councillor Chen?
Nothing to add.
Move that to a vote. All in favour? Carried. Item number 8, admission of urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item number 9, planning permit applications 9.1. Planning application PL15/025924 at 330 to 334 Manningham Road, Doncaster, for the construction of a 4-storey apartment building comprising of 38 dwellings with basement, car parking, and the creation and alteration of access to a road in a road zone category 1. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the alternative recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As the chair of the submitters meeting last week, I was fortunate enough to hear many objectors and also the applicant's views. At that time, there was definite concern for the heights, the size, the scale, the overlooking, and as you can see, fellow councillors, through the recommendations, you will see details that deal with a lot and all of the issues that are able to be worked with within local government law. Though the state government does have other requirements, thankfully we've been able to get this down to a below the level. We've been able to discuss and have an alternative to do with fencing and also other conditions to do with large planting and some other things to be able to help and obviously can deal with some of the concerns of residents. As we know, these apartment buildings are going up in these zoned areas, and though many of us wouldn't like to see as many, I'm grateful that this has been able to be taken down to a stage where it is got some extra parking that is above the standards for the state government recommendations, and I'm hoping that at some point we'll be able to deal with, in the future, trying to even get more parking for people in the future. But I'm just grateful that this planning application does fit within that and give a few extra, and I ask my fellow councillors to support this recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Zevropoulos? Put it to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item 9.2, planning application PL16/026220 at 399-403 Manningham Road, Doncaster, for construction of a four-storey apartment building containing 37 dwellings plus associated basement parking and the creation and alteration of access to a road in a road zone 1 category. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Seconder, Councillor Haynes. Councillor Piccinini.
This planning permit application relates to a four-storey development with 37 units. The total site coverage is about 60% with a maximum height of 12.75 metres and there's 47 car parks. So the report recommends that we approve the proposal subject to quite detailed amendments, and they are consistent with our provisions of the provisions of our planning scheme, and I recommend that it be adopted.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes?
Nothing to add.
Thank you. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Item 10, planning and environment. Item 10.1, Amendment C109, review of land subject to inundation overlay and special building overlay progress report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor McLeish. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, this issue is a very complex one, and it affects quite a number of residents in our municipality, so it was quite wise that the council decided to defer the item for 3 months. Unfortunately, the 3 months proved to be inadequate, even though we've been able to have one-to-one meetings with 222 submitters, and we've received 27 new submissions. Despite this, the time that we've allocated to our offices has proved to be inadequate. In particular, the changing of the filtering criteria by Melbourne Water have proved that our modelling process needs to be done again using the new criteria, which may change the topographical information that we have, and the it may change how we view particular submitters and particular residences in relation to this overlay. So I think having the extra time will allow us to extend our consultations and be able to consider the issue much more thoroughly as it deserves.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm rising to support this because, like my fellow councillor, I agree that the further consultation that's been gone through, the extensive consultation, 16 days worth of meetings, 222 individual meetings had with submitters, is another significant milestone for the organisation to consider the concerns of some of the impacted property owners and to ensure that their views and concerns are contemplated in the development of this particular amendment. It's a great credit to the staff that they've put in the enormous amount of time and energy to listen carefully to the community about this particular proposal. And I look forward to the result of that work and the result of the extra analysis that's now going to be undertaken as a result of the revised criteria provided to the council by Melbourne Water, that will indeed result in a new report to Council in a few months' time. And we'll have an opportunity then to consider it. And I'm pleased to note also that a lot of work's been done to write to the affected property owners in our city on a number of occasions to keep them up to date with what's going on. It's great work by the organisation to bring all of the affected property owners into the loop. Thank you.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 11, Assets and Engineering. Item 11.1, Roads and Benchmarking Survey, January 2017. Do I have a mover?
So moved, as on the paper.
Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I will rise to speak to this motion because, councillors, overall, it's a very good result in this benchmarking survey. Like all projects and all things in local government, and especially at Manningham, we do check up on how we're going from time to time, and this is a benchmarking survey that is conducted annually, I believe, and it's independently run, and people are, we're really benchmarking against like councils in our area, such as Whitehorse, etc., from around our area. And as you can see, councillors, I think if you look at page 145, you look at those results that we've achieved, which are excellent. And if you turn to page 147 of your papers, you will find our performance this time is talking about the number of incidents here. So the smaller the bar graph, the better we are. And Manningham is down there with numbers of incidents that have been rated against those other councils. Now, we're not saying that we're perfect. We're not saying we don't have potholes and things, but you know, it is going in the right direction, and it's done for us to actually give a bit of a check to our work and our workforce as to what we need to do to improve. And that's also set out, I think, on page 148, is the information that the office have got out of that and a way ahead to continually make improvements. Because it's not really about standing up and saying we're really good at something. What it's about is identifying things that we can improve on, and that's what it is. So I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate Lee and the workforce and all the people under, and I hope that's taken on to the people. And I think a change of attitude to the workforce to actually care and to quickly fix things up, and I think that is so important that we get onto them very quickly, and I encourage that with our workforce. And I do know that we've put extra money from our budget into roads. I know they're not things that people think that they'd like to spend lots of money on, and we'd like to think that once we build a road, it's there forever and we don't have to do anything with it. But unfortunately, they do deteriorate, and it is one of our most important responsibilities is to, I suppose, keep the roads open, and the roads and our road network is one of the major responsibilities of local government. In fact, if you go back in history, it's why local government was set up. It wasn't set up for anything else but to make sure that roads for traffic and transport and goods were open and navigable for people, and they set up regional road boards throughout Australia, which later on became councils. So, councillors, I'd like to support this motion and table this, and congratulate the office on the good work that they've been doing.
Thank you. Councillor Conlon?
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Any speakers against? All those in favour? Carried. Item number 12, community programs.
Madam Mayor, there are no community programs reports.
Item number 13, shared services.
Madam Mayor, there are no shared services reports.
I'd like to remind people in the gallery that we will be clearing the question box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I have to deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the Council through the normal channels. 14.1, report on the conduct of the 2016 general elections. Do I have a mover? A mover? Any mover? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor McLeish?
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Chin?
Nothing to add.
I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 14.2, documents for sealing. The 30th of May 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
A seconder? Councillor Galbally? Councillor Conlon?
Nothing.
Councillor Galbally? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 14.3, assembly, record of Assembly of Councillors, May 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally?
Yeah, I recommend that this motion be adopted.
Have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini? Councillor Galbally?
Nothing to add.
Councillor Piccinini?
Nothing to add.
Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 15, urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item 16, written questions from the public.
There are no written questions from the public.
Item 17, councillor question time. Any questions, councillors? Okay. Item 18, confidential reports. Confidential reports 18.1, confidential governance matter. This item has been declared confidential by the CEO. Can I please have a motion to move in camera? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the council consider this matter in closed council, as public disclosure may be prejudicial to the interests of the council and or other parties, as provided in section 89(2)(h) of the Local Government Act concerning any other matter which the council or special committee considers would prejudice the council or any person.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Close to a vote. Carried. So, that being now said, the council meeting is now to be closed to the public.